That was better. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 4 of That Bachelor Podcast. I'm your host, Morgan. And yeah, here we are. Yeah, it's been a very uneventful season so far, minus some big points, but those are only go so far as far as recaps. I hope so. We're here to please the people, you know? All right. First things first, Chris Harrison walks in and says they're heading to the City of Love, Cleveland, Ohio. I can't even get it out. Right. It is kind of, they are choosing probably the best cities in every state that they choose to go to, which isn't saying much about Ohio. Sorry. I'd say the same thing, honestly, if it came to Buffalo, though. Like, what are you doing in Buffalo? Yeah. They did a fireworks show that was probably on a Tuesday night at, like, 3 a.m., probably pissing off everybody in the city. Yeah, what else do you, they did the football thing? We said that, didn't you, just now? Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah, you go eat wings, that's it. We do a football thing, too, and that's it. There's Buffalo. Who, I'm going to talk about it later, more about what makes her horrible. But it was at Cedar Point, which is pretty cool, I thought. Yeah, probably. No, I've never been, but I can, like, even an equivalent at my level of amusement park. Yeah, I compared it to a Darien Lake country concert, minus the blacked out people, so. Oh. Oh, honey. Yeah, maybe for country fans, but not for me. Yeah. It was so awkward. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. He's, like, kind of on the rise, though, because I don't know if I've heard of him only because they've talked about it already, him, like, this interaction, or if I've heard of him because people that I know that like country music talk about him. So he's less obscure than the regular country artists that they bring on. Oh. Ooh. Well, she'd probably go for it. None of her other options are going for her, so. See, that's the thing. Yeah, and if it was really a one-time thing, I don't think they would have turned it into such a big thing. Like, I don't think she'd feel the need to go, like, have a conversation with him. And he was, Chase Rice was very questioning of Peter. Like, oh, so you're here with this girl. Like, how's your connection? Yeah, and I think Victoria said at one point, she said, like, he didn't want me to go on the show, which makes it kind of seem like they broke up so she could go on the show. I don't know. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Except I would not wish Peter marrying Victoria F. on him. Yeah. Yeah, she, like, told him, and that was, like, a thing, and then they went and danced to a cello player in Cleveland. That was the best joke of the night. Everyone was making it, but it was so good. And everyone got hurt, because that is the worst possible date to force these girls to do. The types of girls, minus, like, Tammy, who is, like, a, yeah, and she's, like, insane and I love her. They don't, most of them aren't athletic. I would for sure hate this date. I would walk out. No man is worth playing touch football or whatever, tackle football, whatever they were playing. I don't know. I kind of wasn't watching. No. Interesting. Well, I'm glad I did not. I watched the Grammys instead. And by watch the Grammys, I mean I watched hours and hours of pre-show for the Grammys on Sunday. My girl Tanya Rad was hosting a red carpet event. Well, that's okay. Which was already, like, they pissed them off. Leia, James Taylor's girlfriend. She walks in. I just really have to explain myself, okay? True. But I just have a thing in my soul against her. Yeah, and then not only did he bring her back, he gave her the group date rose. She didn't even participate in the group date. Ugh. Sheehan, I think. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. But at the same time, like, he's just blatantly ignoring everyone's feelings because he, like, they made it very obvious that they were not happy that she came back, let alone got the rose. Probably. I know. I feel like maybe once all the crazies are gone, she might pop out, but yeah. Yeah, she did have a moment. Yeah. Yeah. I like her. We'll see. Yeah, Kelsey got a one-on-one, and then there was drama with Victoria P, but I wasn't paying attention, but I'm pretty sure it came down to, like, she kind of lied about how much she knew Alea, and that's why he brought her back or something. And then right at the cocktail party, two girls, I think it was Deandra and, oh, what's her name? No. The other black girl who I like. No. No. The 31-year-old, well, the 31-year-old who I was praising a lot in the first episode for speaking her mind, I like her a lot. They both were like, listen, we've got bruises. I think I sprained my ankle. And then she shows up and gets the rose. We're not happy. And he just says, okay, I understand that, but I made my decision. Like, totally ignoring their feelings. I'm almost positive they flew her back. You can't just walk into a date without knowing anything. Like, she knew where they were staying and stuff, so. Yeah, and Victoria Half was so mad. Yeah. Yeah, well, they leaked the list of girls, like, right when they started filming. And that's, they do that now so people will, like, find the bad ones before filming actually, like, gets going. Yeah. So it's not fair. They got rid of a couple guys last season because they were, like, bad people or something. Yeah, that too. Drew didn't catch Jed. But that was it. That was it. Yes. First question from my number one fan, my very good friend, Tess Haler. Why is Kiara still on the show? There is no answer for that. There's no reason. She's a filler. She's just there. She's got it. Someone's got to fill the group dates. Can't send everyone home the first week. I agree. I liked her a lot. Also, everyone. I think he's keeping her over other ones, like other filler characters, though, because she squeezed herself into that suitcase in the first episode. Yeah, that was weird. Yeah. It's a two-parter. I do. Okay, first part. He says, Fleiss promised that this would be a 10 or a top 10 or 5 episode of all time. Because I think he tweeted it multiple times. Once he said top 10, then he said change it to top 5. Did it deliver? No. Absolutely not. Yeah, and it's just, this one was definitely better than last week's, but we still have a ways to go. Yeah. All right, second part was, and is production literally sabotaging this entire season? Champagne Gate, girls who know each other, racist girl with singer boyfriend, letting a girl fly to Cleveland, etc. Yes, absolutely. Yes, for sure. Yeah, they're definitely planting these things. I think more so than previous seasons. Yeah. Whose podcast was I listening to? I think it was Nick. No, it was the Lady Gang podcast, and Becca Tilly was on it. And they were talking about, I think, this most recent season and how girls are going on for fame. And she said, like, when we were on the show, that wasn't a thing. Right. When she was on Chris Soul season, like, it was unheard of for people to be going on for fame. It's so crazy how it changed. And it is because of Twitter. Yeah, and his bank account flagged, or his bank flagged his account because he was taking so many large amounts out for Starbucks. Probably helping others or something, some bullshit like that. Oh. I bet Starbucks is footing some of that too. Now, at this point, like, he's done it so much, like, oh, like, give you free money. The thing is, he puts it out there ahead of time, like, oh, it's dropping at 9 a.m. Pacific, so people could be just, like, waiting at Starbucks and, like, refreshing and then be the first one to do it. Oh, yeah, no, that's, yeah, the Jonas Brothers did that at their concert, and they text me all the time. Yeah, it's like, come check us out in Vegas. We're dropping a new song. They're going to be there on my birthday. Maybe. Everyone's doing it now. No. Like, Soulja Boy kissed me through the phone. Oh. The only phone number I know from a song is 867-5309. Yeah. Moving on. Tragic. I know. And they adopted a puppy together recently. I know. They were one of the truly, like, pure couples in my mind. And that was, like, mostly because of Grocery Store Joe, because he is still, like, so innocent. And, like, Kendall's also just, like, from what I've seen, very, very weird and, like, normal, almost. So, that's sad. None of these girls seem very promising, so Kendall might be the best option. Yeah. I would have to agree. She was probably in the front running for her season, but Becca had to go and get her heart broken, so that was in the bag. Ari. Yeah. Why is everyone trying to be a house flipper? He's a real estate agent. But, like, just sell the house. Oh, my God. Oh. Ooh. No. Oops. Ha. Yes. Sports. So, based on threads that I've read about this in my totally zero knowledge on this subject matter, my thinking is they set it up somehow where it was auto making these standings thing. What are they called? Rankings, whatever. They were auto making these things to submit. So that's 300 totally unique. They weren't each doing it. They submitted 300 unique ones. So 300 of them did not overlap, meaning they had better chances at doing it, which apparently a lot of people do. But maybe not to the extent of 300, but they definitely the 150. Yes, and they both did it together so that they would have 300 unique options. Yeah. Well, because according to the New York Post, it all started when Chris Randone of Chris and Crystal congratulated Tanner for winning the Millie Marker on Twitter instead of Jade, but he deleted the tweet. Yeah, it's all Chris's fault. Controversy heightened when it was revealed that both Jade and Tanner submitted 150 entries into the Millie Maker, the maximum permitted by this contest. Members of the daily fantasy sports community analyzed the Tolbert's lineups and discover that 298 of 300 total lineups were distinct, suggesting that the two worked in tandem to increase coverage in the tournament. So I was right about them doing that. Yeah. Oh, for sure. There's no way that Jade, like, women can do this. There's no way that Jade Tolbert did this. She was busy giving birth in the closet, in case you forgot. So yeah, they disqualified them. They have $1 million from their last Instagram ad. I do not feel bad. Not really, but like they're yes. They're fine. I will. Prego. She is real Prego. She just announced and then like posted 100 different pictures. Like she must have been like archiving pictures when she was not showing. Well, don't cheat. Anyway, she is pregnant. She screwed over Jordan, remember? So not really. Ayo. Her new boyfriend is a big dweeb. Like he looks like a rich Wall Street type, but like a dweeb version. I don't know. Maybe it is then. He's private, so he's just like regular. Why aren't you loading her Instagram on my laptop so it's not loading for me? Yeah, they were in Turks and Caicos. I wish I was there. Oh, probably. No, I think he's rich. He looks like a rich guy. I don't know. Maybe. What was the most recent one again? Okay. I saw a funny one recently. Yeah. Yeah. Like another like Sonic type. Hannah Ann Sluss is her last name. That's... I'm just gonna Google her and see what images pop up. One of them might be something funny. I don't know. No, these are all good modeling pictures. Yeah. So at least she does have, like, real ones in there. I don't think so. It's not in there. Yeah, well, he sucks. Siesta Key. Right. Don't lie. Right. Oh. Just being fame hungry. You know what she should do? Yes, is just date Robbie and his veneers. And then they can just have each other. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess she's... It's not her fault. She's nicknamed Scalp Fingers. Yeah, I didn't like the tweet with her in it either. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. She just recently started dating a famous tweeter. And I only know that because people like her tweets all the time. And then she comes up on my feed. Taylor Blake. And I only found this out because Taylor Blake tweeted out something about, like, when you have a crush on a girl, like, one of your friends. And then, like, a few years later, now you're dating and you're happiest you've ever been or something. Sappy like that, which I would totally 100% say. But I was like, and then I found out it was Christian, though. So I was like, did Demi mean nothing? They broke up. It was a while ago. They were second to last in the three couples that got engaged at the end of so middle. Maybe. Could be Nick Viall. Who knows? I like Nick. I like his podcast. Oh, well, we agree to disagree. I hate my voice, so. Yeah. I don't know. I like it. I hated him when he was on Andy season and Caitlin season, which you didn't watch either of those. But when he had his own season, I was like, okay, he turned it around a little bit. But still, like, by the end, I was annoyed with him. But, like, I still like him a lot. I still, like, don't hate him, like, with a burning passion like I did when I was a youth. The youths. Yeah. Yes, and she's very freckly. Ben Higgins, top three. No. Who was that? No, that was Derek Pest's annoying ex, yeah. No, she had the really pretty hair and her dad looked like the little villain guy, scientist guy that was like I don't know how to describe it. I can tweet it. I know it's I'll find it. It's so funny. No, it's like a little, like evil, I think, little like alien looking dude. It was really sad. It was really mean. Everyone was being really mean to him at hometowns. Oh, yeah, because she got engaged very recently. She almost definitely reached out to them. I literally typed in Kayla and her name was the first one that came up. Do you think she bought an ad on Google? Oh. I'm Googling him, trying to find something. This is not good for podcasting. Sorry. Meme. Maybe I'm the only one that thinks it then. I definitely tweeted it like 100 years ago. Yeah. Yes. True, true. I do not, but I want to say it is between Bachelor and Bachelorette. Yes, it's going to coincide with them just like Winter Games did with the Winter Olympics. Okay. I love the Olympics. I like certain parts. I wish I had won Olympics and it was just all of my favorite things, like ice skating and also gymnastics and track and swimming. Yeah. I like track. Yes, those are fun to watch. I like hockey. Yes, I was just thinking. Sorry. It's been a long day. I thought they made it up too. 65 and up. Oh no, I didn't think of that. Oh, those poor people. And you know they're not doing it for fame. They don't know what Instagram is. I'm definitely going to watch that. I will definitely watch the premiere of Listen to Your Heart. I can't promise that I will follow through. If it's anything like that, I won't make it past the first 5 minutes. Yeah. Hannah's season, yeah. 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 I'm wondering, my cousin pointed out this weekend, was he the one that left suddenly? I think he was, and we think it might have been related to this kind of, like, addiction and stuff. Yeah. They do, but not in that sense. They do, like, they usually, it's more so for the people that make it far that would we actually struggle with being sent home, I think. But yeah, that's really sad. Sending love to the family. Yeah. I had to go watch the Sabres lose, so. And they were doing okay, and then they left the net. This is not a sports podcast, but then they pulled the goalie because Allmark got hurt. That was really, I don't know what happened. We couldn't tell. And then they got it in. And I said, I knew that was going to happen. And they got another one in. And then I walked up. I left because I never leave early, but that was enough for me. Yeah. I hate when, never pull a goalie. Just don't do it. I don't think so. Another short one, but yeah, I say we try to stick to our regular schedule of Tuesday. Maybe. If not, we'll definitely talk about all the things on the next podcast. And give us 5 stars, please. And thank you. XOXO. Bye.